What's up, Daz? You back with your folks on Dub CNN. What's going down?
What's up, cuz? We doing it real big right here at NEMA Worldwide. Dub CNN worth about $4 million now.
You know, the Dog Pound recently released Cali is Active. You know, y'all shot a classic video for the title track. What kind of feeling was it standing on the set with all those cats?
You know, Dub CNN was on the set, you know what I'm saying? We was just making music, man, and making it happen for the people and making it happen for us as a coach, you know what I'm saying? And trying to make it happen, some unity, because without unity, ain't nobody getting paid. Now, since we did Cali is Active, the West Coast is on a comeback, you know what I'm saying? You know, albums being dropped, people collaborating together, and money is being generated right now on the West Coast from Ice Cube, Snoop Dogg, me, you know what I'm saying, the Dog Pound.
Right, but the record didn't do what y'all wanted it to do. What went wrong?
It was independent, you know what I'm saying, so people probably didn't take it as that, but we sold about 90-something thousand. That's 900 G's in a month. How long you been out?
Yeah, it came out like 2 months ago.
Yeah, it's independent, because I told Snoopy we wanted to do this album independent first, you know what I'm saying? We didn't really think about no major deal. Let's go in here and get these chips first, you know what I'm saying? Independent ride slow, because you're not giving no deals, you know what I'm saying? You're not buying in no programs, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So independent is cool for this. Cali is Active. It just got people's eyes open up. Now it's just time to keep dropping these motherfucking albums.
Okay, you know, some of the best tracks from Cali is Active were dropped as bonus tracks. Why is that?
You know, clearances, songs didn't get cleared in time, then they got cleared, then they put them out, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, that's on Koch.
Okay. And what's up with the Alchemist track that y'all recorded? Why wasn't that on the record?
Them two Alchemist deals was dope, but the simple fact is that Alchemist didn't know what the sample was to get the song clear.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So we wanted to get the song clear, but he didn't know what the sample was. We didn't know what the sample was. We just didn't want to put it out and get sued.
Okay. And do you think we'll see those tracks on future projects?
Huh?
Do you think we'll see those tracks on future projects?
Oh, yeah, the next Dawn shit album I'm working on right now, we're going to hook up with Alchemist and we're going to make it happen, you know what I'm saying, and get things to business, you know what I'm saying? I ain't dropping no more albums, dropping DVD albums.
Okay. Why is that?
Because I want people to see the visual, because you can bootleg the motherfucker real quick by just a download.
Shit.
You know, you can download DVD, but it take a while, though.
Yeah. And now you're finally releasing your long-awaited album, So So Gangsta, on September 12th. How do you feel about the record?
I feel great about the album, you know what I'm saying? I work hard for it like 3 years, you know what I'm saying? I probably did about six albums all together, but we just picked one out of the six. You know what I'm saying? So I feel great about it. It's not like I'm very, like, oh shit, I got an album out and all that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I drop albums on the daily. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't really hit me yet, man, till the public and the radio and all that other stuff start kicking in. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just appreciative right now, man, because, you know, I've been down before and I know and I learned what it is to be humble. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And, you know, the single on some real shit with Rick Ross has been getting some spins, but it isn't a hit yet. Do you think the follow-up Weekend is going to help?
Yeah, Weekend gonna help.
When is the video gonna be shot?
Shit, I'm waiting on the man right now, JD.
Okay. And do you think you're gonna drop a third single too?
Yeah, I'm dropping a third single, you know what I'm saying? I'm hoping I'm pushing for the Ice Cube song, you know what I'm saying? Stress out.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Ice Cube, you know what I'm saying? Fucking with your boy DA to the Z, I love you for that.
Definitely, man. You know, he brought his A-game on that. He ripped that track.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I had made it especially for that situation.
Was that recorded on the road?
Was that recorded on the road?
Yeah, while y'all were touring.
Nah, I recorded that at home.
Oh, okay.
And then, you know, Crazy Tune hooked it up for me, you know what I'm saying? But I got a remix to, on some real shit, you know what I'm saying? I ain't finished it up, but I'm gonna give it to y'all first, don't let y'all put it out there, man, because, you know, Dub CNN was about $2 million now.
Shit, you know, and you produced the entire Corrupt Same Day Different Shit album, but you didn't do any production on Cali Is Active. How about So So Gangsta?
So So Gangsta, I went half and half, me and JD. I produced songs on So So Gangsta like Strizzav featuring Ice Cube. I produced songs like Dangerous. I produced songs like That's That Nigga. I produce songs like,
Who did Rat-a-tat-tat?
Who?
Who did that, Rat-a-tat-tat?
I did that with me and Superfly.
Yeah, the bass line on that one is crazy.
Yeah, I hooked the bass line up.
Yeah, that shit was crazy. And you said Scott Storch did something on there?
Yeah, Scott Storch did Mind on My Money, you know what I'm saying? And I big up to Scott Storch, the $100,000 producer, man, you know what I'm saying? I broke bread with him like that, and I picked the song out. Do that sound like a Scott Storch track?
Nope, it doesn't. I was surprised when he said that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But that motherfucker sound like Eric B. and Rakim, though. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Hey, them fool, them hi-hats and shit. I give it up, that motherfucker serving, though.
Definitely, man. And was recording So So Gangsta any different from the previous projects?
Yeah, because I was going left and JD was going right, and you know what I'm saying, he the boss and he making it happen, so I'm gonna listen to what he got to say, you know what I'm saying, and I'm just listening, like I said before, and when y'all get the DVD and the album, y'all really get to understand where I was coming from as far as being a CEO and jumping in the artist mode, you know what I'm saying?
Right, so, you saying you were going left and he was going right, so y'all met in the middle, or what did y'all do?
We met up in the middle, you know what I'm saying? I do all my songs and I submit them in, you know what I'm saying? He tell me what he like, what he don't like. I go back in, cook up some more dope, you know what I'm saying?
So there's a lot of leftovers, huh?
Yeah, and then a lot of leftovers, and then I had tracks from Superfly, which was on there, the DPG for Life, and I had, you know, shit like that, you know what I'm saying? No ID produced one on there.
Which one is that?
A Thang on My Hip.
Oh, that's No ID?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the banger.
So, you know what I'm saying? I'm real proud of it, you know what I'm saying? I'm hoping for the best, you know what I'm saying? I've been giving out this music for a long time, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, being myself, you know what I'm saying? And just hustling, man, you know? That's what it's about. And this music game, like me and you was talking about, like the independent part of the game, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
How an artist can go independent, but how can you get paid as an independent artist to put your music out there to get paid the residuals from a distributor not paying you? So, you know, I came up from the independent game from JT, you know what I'm saying, and put it in my own independent perspective, and you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
This is where I landed on So So Def, you know what I'm saying? Virgin Records with Jermaine Dupri backing me.
Yeah. You on a label full of superstars, and do you feel a lot of pressure on you?
No, because I'm in the street, man, you know what I'm saying? They probably can, you know, we all hang out together, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm hanging with Young Capone, Manish Man, you know what I'm saying, and my people over there.
Right.
They roll with Diggity Dazz no matter what. And Kadife, shout out to Kadife, he putting up posters in everybody hood in LA right now. Bloodhood, Crip Hood, SA Hood, everywhere. He don't give a fuck.
I think I talked to him over email before.
Yeah, he was telling me, somebody told him, homie, that's the wrong hood to be putting that up around here. Because, you know, I got the blue rag posters, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, shout out to Kadife.
And you recently announced a new Dog Pound album called Dog Shit. Tell us about that.
You know what I'm saying? We came out with the 95 debut, Dog Food. came out with Cali Is Active, and along with the DPG album that I've been dropping, Dylan Jing and Gotti. So we felt like dog food should be dog shit. We shitting it out now, you know what I'm saying? We're going to get back to the essence of this. I just got everybody's eyes open with the Cali Is Active with Snoop Dogg. Now I'm finna come with the dog shit. And we going super hard on there, you know what I'm saying?
And don't... Go ahead.
Huh? No, I was just speaking.
Alright, and don't you think that it can be negative for the quality of the music to drop too many projects instead of taking the time with them?
Nah, not really, because, you know, fans gonna go get it if it's banging, you know what I'm saying? 6 months, people wanna hear something new. And you know what I'm saying, I'm riding off other people's promotion at the same time. That's what independent shit, that's what you're supposed to do. If you do a song with a hot artist, they drop that motherfucker, you're supposed to coordinate your shit when they drop that shit, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Cali Is Active came out 6 months, it's still promotion on there. Koch only have 6 months for the name, the Dog Pound. That's what I leased it for, you know what I'm saying? So I own the name, the Dog Pound, so that's what the deal was. They get the name for 6 months, I lease it to them, pay for it, and after 6 months, they got nothing. And that's when I follow up with them being dads on independent shit. You know what I'm saying? But what I want to really kill them with is the DVD album. I'm not just dropping the audio CD no more. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to drop visual that's going to look like a CD, but it's going to be for cheap. You know what I'm saying?
So this So-So Gangsta got a DVD with it, right?
Yeah, So-So Gangsta got an X-rated XXX DVD with it. Dash thing featuring Corrupt, you know what I'm saying, with the hoes and the bitches. I got the Rick Ross on there, the video, the making of it. I got me doing interviews. I've been shooting little videos here and there, you know what I'm saying, to the Jagged Ass song, That's That Nigga, you know what I'm saying, to Strizap when it first come on, you know what I'm saying, just being dads, working that camera.
Okay, yeah, you're known for always shooting those, you know, little low-budget videos and putting them on the internet and shit like that.
I mean, who else can do it, you know what I'm saying? Hey, I don't see nobody else doing it like that, you know what I'm saying? I just get the camera, I'm editing and doing everything my motherfucking self, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you always been like that. You on one hand, you're doing, you know, you're on Virgin Records. On the other hand, you're doing little street videos for the internet.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Giving it to the people, just like that song, I Got Thang on my hip.
Yeah, I seen that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I just put the camera on a white back wall. Grabbed the K, made that shit happen, cut it and added it. Everybody like, it's a low budget video, but that motherfucker was getting some hits on that motherfucker on YouTube.
Yep.
Shout out to YouTube.com, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that site is crazy, huh?
Yeah, that site is cool, you know what I'm saying? It's for the people, man. It make a lot of visual come happen. Like, you know what I'm saying? If you can't see your favorite video, jump on that motherfucker and check it out.
Yeah, you on MySpace too, right?
Yeah, I'm on MySpace
/Daz. Yeah, that's what's up. That shit taking over, man.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's taking over. Motherfuckers is making some cheese, you know what I'm saying? So, I just used the whole game to my advantage, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, you were one of the first dudes that was up on the internet shit. You know, how do you feel about it now? Like, has it changed since you first got up on it?
When everybody was calling me internet man and shit, you know what I'm saying? I was getting that internet money, though, you know what I'm saying? I was working that shit.
Yeah, when you put out that Tupac shit for $500.
Yeah, that brought a lot of attention, you know what I'm saying? It's about what can make it happen, because, you know, I was going through a lot at that time, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mental, all kind of shit, man. So, you know, I'm just thanking God that I'm here and making it happen. Out of all the trials and tribulation I went through, look where I'm at right now.
Yeah, shit, after all the shit you talk.
I was backing it up, though. Motherfucker didn't step up to me every time you see me. I'm by myself, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I will beat a motherfucker's ass, and he will get his ass shot up. You know what I'm saying? I got a gun license, so it ain't shit that I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? Every time you see me, I'm by myself. I talk a lot of shit, but I back it up, and I beat your ass, too. You forgot. I'm the member of the Dog Pound. I'm the one doing all the beating in the ass whooping around there for all these years. You know what I'm saying? Little as I am and big as I am, yeah. And, you know, I'm still here right about now making it happen. Every hood I go to, worldwide America, they give me respect.
song he did about you and JD.
Yeah, that's some bullshit. That nigga wrote the whole thing. He didn't freestyle. He took time. Nigga probably had to catch his breath on some of them lines. I just listen to shit like that. I ain't gonna even respond to that shit because he whack. I would have whipped the shit out of him, but he was talking shit in front of the police. You know, Carson police, they give a fuck, man. Them the sheriffs. You know, I done been to jail. I'm from the hood around that way. I thought he was a blood or something. Now he trying to say he a crip. But in his video, he all up in Compton, you know what I'm saying, in the mob part. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Now you want to say you're crip. They must have whipped the shit out of him.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Niggas ban that motherfucker.
Yeah.
But I ain't got, you know what I'm saying, I'm peace right now, man. I'm West Coast, you know what I'm saying? That's why he ain't gonna sell no records, you know what I'm saying? He ain't even got a record deal. That nigga don't even know what to do to become independent. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel
you. So that's in that note. Fuck Gorilla Black and his fat ass with a chocodile in his ass.
Shit, alright, man. You know, appreciate you taking the time to talk to us as always. Any last words?
Oh, man. So Gangsta in stores right about now. This is DA to the Z. I'm like the first motherfucker who was fucking with Dub CNN, making this shit worldwide happening along with Dub CNN worldwide. And we work together. DPG Records, Dub CNN. If y'all check the history, y'all know what time it is. So Gangsta in stores right now. DVD, X-rated, Triple X, Pussy Booty, Ass Talk. Hey, and y'all be checking out D-P-G-C.com for that new Dog Shit album. You know what I'm saying? And we just keeping it gangster, you know what I'm saying? And hopefully we were going to work with Dr. Dre, that he want to get with the Dog Pound. And I'll go sign with Dr. Dre, you know what I'm saying? Because got a lot of love for the niggas. He put us in the gang. Without Dr. Dre, wouldn't be no Dog Pound, no Snoop Dogg, no West Coast.